Good afternoon, everyone. Eric Perez, CEO, Queensland Seafood Industry Association, being joined by one of my directors and secretary of the association, Kelly Morgan in Mackay. How are you, Kelly?
Yeah, not too bad, Eric. And yourself?
I'm good for Wednesday. Look, thank you for joining us for this podcast. Today there was a meeting in Mackay that was called by Fisheries Queensland, as I understand, around the issue of VMS. Can you give the listeners a bit of a walkthrough as to what happened?
Okay, so today we organised for the fishermen in Mackay to not enter the room and to not sign the attendance form. A lot of us are believing that signing that attendance form is signing that you agree to VMS and that you've been consulted on it. So thanks very much to one of our directors, David Caracciolo. He very quickly got probably most of the fishermen in Mackay together to instead boycott the meeting and protest out the front. He organised media to attend, and surprisingly, Channel 7, Channel 9, ABC all did attend. David did a fantastic job of a good solid direct speech to the media about how our fishermen are feeling about the way we're being treated on this VMS issue and the reform in general. And it was a very good turnout, and it was quite very, very clear how fishermen are feeling over this VMS issue.
So is it consistent with our position that we don't want VMS as a starting point?
It was very, very clear. There was not a fisherman there today that wanted it, or even wanted it a part of it, or wanted it changed. It was just a flat out no, we do not want VMS. And as a lot of them said, it's not the point of being tracked that they're worried about. It's the costs that are being imposed on them in an industry that is already very difficult to operate in, and a lot of costs that we already pay the government. And this is just another one. Another ongoing cost that's being thrown at them.
From your understanding of the issue, Kelly, has there been any kind of assessment on the cost implications on us of VMS?
From what I believe, there has been no cost assessment done. There has been no regulatory impact study done. And I believe there have been some trials of VMS, but they've been withheld from industry when industry is asked about those trials. So it just looks like something that has just been slapped on fishermen. It hasn't been looked into properly, and we just cannot see the reasons behind why it's been pushed through so quickly as well, or why it's even necessary.
Okay, so look, Kelly Morgan, thank you for your update to us. We'll provide more information via another information release, blog post or media release in the next little while, as well as getting some of the images of the process available, hopefully either today or early tomorrow. So again, thanks for your time, Kelly, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
No worries. Thanks, Eric.